This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. You can still go outside and get some exercise. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said as much when he issued his stay home, stay healthy order, but you now have far fewer options for where to do that. The State Department of Natural Resources said today it is shutting down its 6 million acres of public lands for at least 2 weeks. This follows earlier closures at Olympic and Mount Rainier National Parks, along with state campgrounds, parks, beaches, rivers. So what should you do? KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has some answers for us. Before we begin, Bellamy, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Ed. Thank you. It's cozy here at home.
Let's talk about these closures. The rationale here, Bellamy, is about safety in the face of coronavirus, right?
Right. You know, there was a real shift over the past week. We had such great weather, you know, spring beginning, and even some fees waived in some of the national parks for a time. But it got to be too much. You saw images of crowds of people in popular destination places like Rattlesnake Ridge or Mailbox Peak or on beaches, and folks just either not able because of the width of a trail, say, or just forgetting by the water to carry out social distancing, which everyone right now is called on to do to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet apart. And it just wasn't happening.
You know, as these restrictions have come down in whatever form, whether it's on businesses or public spaces, we've heard government leaders say this was not an easy decision. And I imagine that's the case here as well.
That is right. State Parks is having to give refunds for all the canceled campground reservations, for example. So they're taking a big financial hit. And it's also hard because this goes against their mission of encouraging people to get outdoors and enjoy nature. Let's listen to a moment from Anna Gill. She's with the State Parks Department.
People do need safe access to the outdoors more than ever, especially with things shut down. But we shouldn't be doing that to the detriment of their health and well-being.
All right, so we're allowed to be outdoors, encouraged to get exercise even. So what is the best way to do that while still, you know, respecting the social distancing rules, respecting other people around you?
Well, the key message here is to stay close to home. You know, try not to get in the car if you can avoid it, and certainly don't drive a couple of hours because you're not going to find any public restrooms open. Mount Rainier National Park is offering all kinds of webcams and virtual exploration options, which is pretty neat if that's your thing, if you can find a way to enjoy nature virtually. But if you do decide to drive somewhere to stretch your legs, like if you live in a place, as I do, with very few sidewalks, no real parks nearby. The message is to not carpool with folks who you don't live with, and even in your own neighborhood, to still be really mindful of social distancing. Here's some advice from Kendra Ramos with the Washington Trails Association.
If you get to a parking lot and it feels crowded, it's probably best to try another hike. And anytime you're feeling uncomfortable on a hike, it's okay to turn around. The trail will be there another day. Whether it's your safety or the safety of the community, it's about trusting your instincts. And if it feels like you're going to run into a bunch of folks on trail, it's probably not a hike you should be doing right now.
And that seems like good advice even after this at least 2 week closure is over. But it seems, Bellamy, like the Washington Trails Association says hikers especially are going to need to shift their mindset a little bit here.
Yeah, you know, the no carpooling advice comes from them, and that's really a 360 on their part. They're huge advocates for trails and nature, but even they are advising people to actually stay home now. They're saying take this time to dream and plan, maybe dehydrate your food for the summer season. Hunker down now, they say, and we just might have a summer season. But if we don't, there's a chance we'll be stuck inside even longer.
Thanks, Bellamy.
Thank you, Ed. Happy to do it.
Bellamy Palethorpe is our environment reporter here at KNKX. You can learn more about all of this, including DNR's announcement today that it's shutting down state-run public land, 6 million acres. It's on our website, knkx.org.